Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Odds on Sports on The Fan, brought to you by DraftKings, with your host, John Jastrzemski, JJ After Dark.
Let's get it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time now for a Wednesday edition of Odds on Sports, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm your host, John Jastrzemski. We're taking you right up until Yankee pregame, as the Yankees will try to keep it rolling with their ace, Gerrit Cole, on the mound against the Toronto Blue Jays. The Yankees now have won six consecutive ball games. They are a heavy favorite tonight, and they should be a heavy favorite tonight. The lineup getting healthier, as we know. Gerrit Cole trying to build upon his best start of the year. And if you want to play the Yankees tonight, my goodness, you're going to have to pay the price. They are minus 275. Let that sink in for a minute. Minus 275 over at DraftKings. If you wanted to play them on the run line, you'd have to get them at minus 140. So it is a hefty, hefty price for all of a sudden a red-hot New York Yankee team that's trying to lock up that second spot in the American League East. And there is a big difference between getting the 5 seed in the American League or a 7 or an 8 seed. Major, major difference. As for the Mets, interesting game against the Philadelphia Phillies, where it will be the ace and one of the contenders to win the Cy Young. He's trying to do it for the third straight year in Jacob DeGrom. DeGrom and the Mets, a minus 167 favorite against their old buddy, Zach Wheeler, and the Philadelphia Phillies. This line has shot up quite a bit. You know the Mets, historically speaking, don't like to score a whole lot in DeGrom starts, but the last two or three they actually have. This, to me, is a Met player, a pass. I'm not going to include it, and it's amazing. I have just been brutal with the baseball. And that's why I don't bet baseball, quite frankly, on a regular basis. It's a tough sport to handicap day in and day out. We've had far more success with the NBA, which we will get to in a little bit. But I don't like the idea of laying 170 with the Mets. But, man, I'm not going against DeGrom, especially with the Mets in dire need of a victory. Now, speaking of the NBA, what an absolute no-show by the Los Angeles Clippers. And I told you guys yesterday, even though I like the Clippers laying the points, Denver, the play there was not going to be plus the points. The play with Denver was 1,000% on the money line, because of what happened in Game 5 and Game 6. And sure enough, the Clippers built an early lead. Denver behind Jamal Murray and Jokic come storming back. And I knew right at the end of the second quarter, the Clippers were cooked in the game. They were mentally beaten. We've seen it from teams. The Nuggets were in their head. Now Denver, the first team ever in NBA history to be down 3-1 in two consecutive series, now is in the Western Conference Finals against LeBron and the Los Angeles Lakers. And to the surprise of no one, the Lakers are a hefty favorite. You got to lay 5-1 if you like the Lakers to win the series. Now, if you know anything about the Lakers, they have lost the first two game ones against Houston and against Portland. And they have proceeded then to go and win the next four. So if that's going to play out that way, I would wait to take the Lakers, and maybe you get them at minus 250, minus 275. I'll be rooting for Denver. I'd love to see Denver keep these good vibes going, but I would be very, very surprised if the Los Angeles Lakers are not playing in the NBA Finals. Very, very surprised. Maybe Denver's the team to push them to an extra game. But, man, can't see the Lakers losing that series. As far as the Eastern Conference Finals, Miami. What a job by my Heat. I'm in on the Miami Heat. I never in a million years. If you would have took me in a time machine in the late 90s, and you tell 32-year-old JJ that he'd be rooting like crazy for the Heat, I would have called you a whole lot of nasty names way back when. But I'm in on this Heat team. Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo. What an incredible block that was on Jason Tatum at the end of overtime. Hero, Iguodala, Dragic, Crowder. They're a fun team to watch. And we got them at plus 115 to win the series. Of course, after their game one win, that line has now shifted a little bit. So I would say if you like Boston to win this series, this is the time to pounce. Because you'd be getting the Boston Celtics to plus 130. Now, I'm invested with the Heat. Not only do I have them plus 115 for the series, I have them 6-1 to win the Eastern Conference. That would be a really juicy ticket. I am not going to invest more on minus 155. There's no point in doing so. But I'm feeling good about the Heat. But if you like Boston, my advice would be go and get them now. Now, as far as some interesting line movements in the NFL, and we'll lock in our NFL picks for the Thursday night game tomorrow. I got to lock in my super contest plays by the end of the day, and unlocks come early Friday morning. The Rams skyrocketed in some places to like -2, -1.5 after they went over the Dallas Cowboys. I thought that was a major overreaction, and I think the market has corrected itself. Because now I'm looking at Philadelphia as a pick'em against the LA Rams. And that's going to be a tough spot for the Rams. Coming off the emotional week one win, playing on Sunday Night Football, now having to go West Coast to East Coast. That is a game I have had circled on my calendar. Might be a little bit of a spoiler alert for some of our plays come Friday. Another interesting line move. Buffalo and Miami keeps going up, up, up and away. It's line open at 3.5. Now Buffalo is favored by -6 against my beloved Fish. And Buffalo has the recipe to beat the Dolphins because they can run the football. And if I'm Miami, I'm basically daring Josh Allen to throw it. I'll take single coverage. I'll let him try to pick it apart one-on-one. But if the Dolphins run defense is going to play the way that it did against Cam Newton and the Patriots, that's going to be a long, long day for Miami. Long, long day. The other interesting line that I was wondering, all right, would it change? Would it not change? Would it move at all with the injury to Michael Thomas, the Saints, and the Vegas Raiders? It is not. And I have to admit, I'm surprised by that. So that line hovering around 5, 6, depending on where you get it. It's still at 5.5. I'm surprised because to me, Michael Thomas is worth a half point or a point. So we got a jam-packed show. We'll give you our plays of the day. Limited card for better or worse. Looks like I got to go in the baseball direction, which I'm not particularly happy about. But hey, got to give you guys three plays for better or worse. That's the way this works. We'll bring in Ross Tucker for Tuck's Takes as we move closer and closer to week two. Of course, we got your calls at 877-337-6666. Hobbs on Sports, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. We get it all rolling right after this. Welcome back to Odds on Sports, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Let's welcome in our buddy Ross Tucker. And Ross, I was just going through this a minute ago. The Michael Thomas injury, a blow to the New Orleans Saints. To me, they're not the same offense without him. Are you surprised that this line has kind of remained steady at 5, 5.5? To me, I would have figured Thomas being one of the premier receivers in the game might be worth a half point or a point.
Yeah, and it's interesting, JJ, because I'm looking on the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now, and they're giving the Raiders 6 on the one I just pulled up. So that's even more to your point. I would think it would go in the other direction. I love the Raiders getting 6 points in this matchup. He's such a foundational focal point of the offense, and I know that they got Emmanuel Sanders this offseason, but Thomas is still, he set the NFL record for catches last year. So I'm with you. I think the line should be going the other way And so I'm all over the Raiders in that one. I think the Raiders have a pretty good team. And if you're going to give me 6 points at home opening that stadium, I'll take them.
Russ, we got a bunch of teams that are going to be dealing coming off a short week. Denver and Pittsburgh, they both played Monday night. Now they play Sunday. At least they're doing it together. Giants, though, played on Monday night. They go to Chicago on Sunday. In your opinion, how big of a disadvantage is that?
It's a disadvantage for sure. I don't think it's as much of one as people do. I think the disadvantage is maybe on the prep side, but that's a little bit mitigated in the sense that the Bears couldn't do that much prep for the Giants because they hadn't played yet this year. And it's all new coaching staff with Joe Judge and Patrick Graham and Jason Garrett. So they kind of had to wait to see what those guys were going to do Monday night and what they're doing this year with the new coaching staff. So it didn't give the Bears that much of an advantage in terms of getting ahead. Meanwhile, the Giants coaching staff, some guys can do this, some guys can't. They could have watched the Bears tape Monday morning and started to get a head start on the Bears tape Monday before they played the Steelers Monday night.
Ross, final one is we have a Thursday night game involving the two teams from the state of Ohio. How much stock should we put into Cleveland's dud of a performance? Because let's not forget, they're going up against one of the best teams in the league in Baltimore. Is, you know, the line moving in the favor of the Bengals an overreaction to week one? Or you think it's justified because you have serious concerns about what's going on in Cleveland?
You know, I try not to overreact to 1 week, but that was bad, man. I mean, that was really, really bad. Very disappointing. I liked the Browns with the points last week, which tells you how much I know. They got slaughtered. And I think one of the reasons why is you look and you see how flustered Mayfield looked at times, couldn't connect with Odell Beckham Jr. It wasn't just that they lost, it was how they lost. Plus, the Bengals should have won that game. I mean, the Bengals, I can give you 5 reasons why the Bengals should have won their game. So I think it's actually a combo of how bad the Browns looked, and the Bengals probably looking a little bit better than people thought. Remember, the Bengals were the underdogs against the Chargers, and they should have won the game.
Ross, good stuff. I'm looking forward to Thursday and Friday. Week 2 is upon us. Enjoy your Wednesday evening, all right?
Absolutely. Take care.
They have it good stuff there from our pal Ross Tucker. And now it's time for our plays of the day, for better or worse. And I got to admit, there is not a great card. I'm not in love with the card today. Remember, there's no NBA. There's no NHL. I got a play for you I like in baseball. I like the Minnesota Twins with Odorizzi, +127 against the Chicago White Sox. I think the Twins are going to score. I think that line moving in the favor of the Twins, despite a considerable public side on Chicago, that is going to be my baseball play of the day. I'm getting involved with a U.S. Open play for tomorrow. I like anything involving Jon Rahm in head-to-head matchups. And I'm not going to play anybody to win the tournament, but I like these matchups. I'm seeing Rahm against DJs laying 125. I'm seeing Rahm against Morikawa. He's laying a heavy number there. That's -170. So if you can find a way to get Jon Rahm involved, I think he is going to have a ton of success at this tournament. And then the last one I'm going to give you here is an NFL game. I'm giving you a look ahead. Lock in the lines now if you could get it. I can't believe I'm going back to the well. Yes, I know they blew and yucked up a 17-point lead against the Bears. That's a revenge game for the Lions. Public is hammering Green Bay. Lions going the other way. I think the Lions keep that game close. Let's head to Syosset, the great Anthony. He's up next here on Odds On Sports. Hello, Anthony.
Oh, I agree with you on Rahm. First of all, outstanding job by Jeff Money yesterday in Queens with the Islanders. I wanted to get that out of
there. Yeah, that was a juicy one there, +155. I know there's a whole lot of celebrating on the island when that double overtime goal by Eberle went through. I enjoyed that one too, Anthony, not going to lie.
Big time, big time. Now, I agree with you on Rahm, and I think all this DJ love is actually pushing Rahm's value a little bit. I think last I checked, he was 9-1 to win the whole thing. I like to do a few, you know, big boy plays on the, sprinkle around on the top 10 and top 20 finishers, JJ, with these tournaments, and a little bit of a lower amount on the outright winners because you get the odds. But all I'm hearing is the condition of the rough around the greens and how that's going to factor into, you know, who's going to end up winning. And I think you got to get a buddy of mine who's a great golf handicapper on Twitter, Johnny Millionaire. he brought up a great point about Reed, how he is a great scrambler around the greens, and you can get him, I think last I checked right now, at 40 to 1, may not be a bad play if you want to sprinkle a few bucks before tomorrow morning.
Oh, I like that. And listen, if you like Reed, find him in matchups, get him in the top five, get him in the top 10. And this course is going to be in brutal, brutal shape, Anthony. And I'm going to enjoy it. I'm not going to lie to you. Seeing the PGA players struggle, I think it's a thing of beauty.
Well, guys like me and you that can barely break 100, what do you think we shoot on this course tomorrow?
Don't even, 190 if we're lucky? Come on now. Come on now. I mean, these guys are going to be hacking it up. Anthony, good. Let him struggle. Let him have some, you know, triples and quadruples. Good. Welcome to our world.
It makes you feel a little human. But listen, enjoy the golf. And for CJ in Manhasset and for Mark in Oakland, enjoy game six tomorrow night.
Looking forward to it, Anthony. We'll have the preview for you tomorrow here on Odds On Sports. Speaking of Jeff Money, he's ready to rock. What up, Money?
What's up, Ed? Thanks, Anthony, for the props there. So yesterday, the Islanders did bail me out yesterday after losing the two NBA games. So I went 1-2, lost a little bit less than a unit. Tonight, with the slow slate, I only took the Reds minus the 235.
That's a heavy price on Cincinnati. Heavy, heavy price. But that game is about to get underway. I wouldn't fight you on it. The Pirates are god-awful. Mm-hmm. I mean, how miserable are the Pirates, Money? Did you take them straight up, or did you go 1.5?
No, I don't like the run line. I always go straight up.
Well, especially with home teams. I usually feel a lot better about a run line if I'm taking a team that's up first. You could get screwed if you're the team that's hitting, you know, in the top. If you're the home team and you don't get that at bat in the bottom half of the ninth, it's a killer.
Absolutely. I hate to lose a game when they only win by a run. If you take them on the run line, it's with the 1.5 there. It's dangerous.
Yeah, so you're rolling with the Reds. Listen, I think that's a sound play. I wouldn't fight you on it. The Pirates stink. Let's head to Mohegan. Ed joins us. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, what do you say? You know, these games are being skewed a little bit by the, and I haven't really heard many people talk about this, but you look at what Saquon did over the weekend. You know, who do you think is going to suffer the most and affect their team's chances because of the layoff from the preseason? I mean,
Ed, I think it's simple. You're going to laugh at this answer. The place kickers. How much trouble did the place kickers have because they were not in rhythm? Just ask Steven Goskowski. Real quick, Howard Beach and Sammy. What's up, Sammy?
How's it going, JJ? Amazing show. I'm holding two tickets, one for the Eastern Conference and one for the Stanley Cup with the Islanders, so I'm rooting heavy for them. I just wanted to ask, do you have any DraftKings stock?
Listen, it's a very, very good stock. It's right now the booming industry of the sports wagering industry, my friend. So, yeah, listen, I knew back a couple months ago this is something you want to get involved with. And I'm not like some expert. I'm not Guy Adami, okay? But, yeah, DraftKings been good to me. Not as good as Amazon, but, hey, you take it. You take it. Islanders, you get one more win, you could think about hedging that futures ticket you have. You can't do it, though. Down 3-2. Very fun show. Great work by Rascona. Met boy Lugar. I don't even know where he is. He might be on an island somewhere, but I'm giving him love. I mean, I shouldn't, but I am. Good job by everybody who called. You guys were muy caliente, as they say. And we'll be back tomorrow and Friday with Odds On Sports. We're back later tonight for JJ After Dark, but in a matter of moments, we'll see if the Yankees keep it rolling. Gerrit Cole trying to gain some more ground on Toronto. We'll send it over to John Sterling and Susan Wallen. JJ, out. Be good, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.